Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Welcome back, everyone, to today's conversation about self-esteem. And I wanted to start out with the verse, Mark 8, verse 34. And calling to the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." So exactly, we want to do this, and as Christians, we want to follow this, but exactly how are we supposed to have self-esteem and deny ourselves? Those two things seem very incompatible, don't they? How are we supposed to do that? So obviously, there is a way around it because he asked us to deny ourselves. Oh, and I don't even want to touch all the verses it talks about denying yourself and denying your flesh. There's so much there about all of those things, which we don't want to do. But when he says to deny yourself and pick up your cross, when we pick up that cross, then it means we are willing to deny ourselves. Willing. Which means you are willing to not berate yourself into all the negative behaviors that you have and that you don't have, or attitudes that you have, or attitudes that you don't have, or the way you think that you should be. Now, I'm going to tell you a story that I learned a long time ago. And you, if you're listening to this with kids around, you might want to shut it off for a little bit. But it's a story of the very, very beginning of each and every one of us. Because the word says that he knitted us together in our mother's womb. Actually, it's Psalms 139, 13 through 14. "For you formed my inner parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." So going from there, in the beginning of how you were created, there was one egg, just one egg, or maybe you're a twin, so maybe there's two, but you get the point. There's just one. And out of all the possibilities, 6 million plus of the other fertilization ability that happens, this is a G-rated podcast. And out of that fertilization, there's 6 million other type of people that are all trying to race to get to that egg. And that one egg is made with a certain DNA in it, just exactly like all those other 6 million people. Some of them make it, some of them don't. If you finally get there to the end, oh boy, and they're trying really hard. They want to be the one to get inside, get into that egg. And you know what? Scientists still don't know. Why does that one get in there and the other one doesn't? They don't realize that God put you together. He made you the way you are. Out of all the other people he could have picked from, he picked the two items that were going to make you. The very delicate part of you. He wanted you to be that color, that hair. He wanted you to have those ears. He wanted you to have those eyes. He wanted you. He wanted your personality. He wanted these two separate DNAs to form together into one DNA to make you. Now, you may be similar to some others. We kind of like being similar. But you are uniquely you because He made you. He knows you. He made you so specific that He is proud of what He made. It says that my soul knows it very well. Wonderful are your works. Wonderful. It was wonderful that He made you out of 6 million other people He could have chosen. He could have chosen 6 million different forms of a person. But He knew what would make you. So who are you to say that you're not smart enough, you're not tall enough, you're not skinny enough, you're not fat enough, you're not whatever you have, that's not enough. I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, oftentimes we get those lies in our childhood and we just keep carrying them. And at some point you have to decide you're not going to carry them anymore because you're going to embrace the wonderful works of His hands. Now, yesterday I asked you, what are some of the good things you keep beating yourself with, right? What are some of the good things? Why would we want to keep doing this? When you know better, why do we keep doing this? Well, you heard my story. I had one reason was I was afraid if I didn't beat myself up enough, then I would just run amok and I'd make all kinds of errors, all kinds of mistakes. I don't know. I just had this vision of me. I just run amok, just run crazy, which is not true, but it still felt that way. So I had to release that. I had to realize and release it. Some people, you stay here, you stay in that spot, so you won't ever have to feel what you think is rejection. You don't maybe do a few things that you normally would have done, except that you have these bad feelings about you. You think that your presentation is not going to be good enough, or the qualifications that you have are not going to be good enough. So you just stay right where you're at, doing what you're doing, so you don't have to face rejection. Sometimes some of the reasons why we don't move forward and move on is because we don't want to get close to people. It keeps other people pushed away. And in a weird and crazy way, it keeps God pushed away. Because we don't want to be close. We cry out, we say all these prayers, and we sing all these songs, but yet, when it comes to me, I'm just going to stick within my self-esteem because I wouldn't want to fail because I am a failure. And you even can start thinking of all the other things that you've tried to do that you failed at. Or God wouldn't want to use you. Why would He? So embracing what He has for you is difficult. It is difficult to really embrace that He formed you. Now, He made you, and all of your failures, and all of your insecurities, and all of those things, He has made a way for you to overcome. He has made a way for you to overcome your childhood. He has made a way for you to overcome the failures within you and the giftings He put in you. He gave you everything you needed to succeed in your destiny. Should you choose to accept the assignment, the old Mission Impossible, should you choose. And I hope and pray that this will help each one of you to choose whatever that step is that God wants from you, whatever that is that you've got to let go so you can begin to embrace it. He knitted you together. He's the one that picked you. He's the one that is happy with His image in you. He's happy. So who are you to go around being unhappy? Look, and I know we can all stand in there in the mirror, especially women. We're real bad at this. We can stand in the mirror and we can start picking. We could pick ourselves apart. I make it a habit to not stand in the mirror and do those things. The mirror is there for me to do my hair and put my makeup on and get myself dressed, make sure I try to match. But He's the one that's given me the abilities that I have and ones that I probably haven't even tapped into yet. But he doesn't want you standing there and doing that. You're not for sure. Remember our first verse? Do not let your adorning be external. 1 Peter 3, verses 3 and 4. The braiding of your hair, putting on gold jewelry, or the clothing you wear. But let your adorning be the hidden person. Oh, maybe that one that was knitted together in the inward parts. The one that he put together. Yeah, maybe it's that one, the hidden person of the heart. With the imperishable beauty and a gentle and quiet spirit. You know, that quiet spirit doesn't mean you don't ever say anything. It just means you have peace. So I wonder if you could decide within the next 24 hours, just do an experiment for 24 hours to not allow yourself in your head or out loud to speak one negative thing about you. Not one. For 24 hours, you're not going to do that. And for 24 hours, you're going to walk. And you can do this, just pretend like, but you have to start somewhere. But you're going to walk pretending that you really are knitted together into that secret place and that hidden person of the heart that he has put together inside of you, that you really are that person, that you walk around feeling chosen. Chosen for 24 hours. Just try to do that. I hope each and every one of you will listen to this and that you really will search your soul and search your heart and grow. And I hope and pray that each one of you will know that you are chosen. I look forward to talking tomorrow as we dive in just a little bit deeper. Thank you, guys. Enjoy talking to you. See you tomorrow. Soul Lies is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.